the rest of the story. It was a lonely night in September that Anna began to wish to die. Unwell for months with soaring fevers and aches and pains, she had just been hospitalized for the second time. She had been poked and prodded so often that her skin became a mass of injection-defying scar tissue. By now her breathing was labored and she frequently trembled until the bed shook. Aplastic anemia, the doctors were calling it. They were doing their best, but their best had grown intolerable, so Anna decided enough was enough. She would spit out the pills placed in her mouth. She would push aside the hand holding the syringe. She would, if she could, die with dignity. Anna's personal physician, Dr. David Gurewitch, resisted her determination with determination of his own. They'd been friends for 15 years. He just could not simply stand by and watch her die. Months previous, Anna had attempted to make him promise that she would not be made to linger in torment were the end inevitable, but Dr. Gurewitch would agree to no such thing. He said he would fight Anna's illness with every weapon at his disposal. Well, the first weapon he could lay his hands on was cortisone. It was a preventive measure, actually, something to remedy internal bleeding should it develop, but for some reason Dr. Gurewitch could not comprehend. The steroid treatments seemed only to worsen his patient's condition. It was late in October when what was really the matter with Anna was diagnosed. She had TB. She had tuberculosis. And 2 weeks later, she was dead. But this is the rest of the story. The doctors guessed that Anna had contracted the TB a half century previous in the wake of a worldwide epidemic. It happens that way sometimes. You get it, but you think it's flu or something, then your body fights it off, and the TB lies dormant in your system. Anyway, that's what they figured happened to Anna. Unfortunately, back there in the beginning, when her internist and good friend Dr. Gurewitch was treating aplastic anemia with steroids, he was unwittingly, because of that very treatment, he was unwittingly reactivating the tuberculosis. And if there is an added irony to the killing cure, it would have to be this. Anna had been exposed to tuberculosis some 30 years after the epidemic, only 15 years prior to her death, in fact. On that occasion, she was personally caring for a friend who had come down with the disease, and she was in close quarters with him for days. Had it not been for Anna, this friend with TB would never have made it to the proper clinic and might not have recovered at all. And the friend's name was Gurewitch. That's right. Now you know why Dr. David Gurewitch fought so hard for her life. The same David Gurewitch who dosed Anna with cortisone 15 years later and inadvertently awakened her own dormant TB. Of course, you remember Anna best as our nation's four-term first lady, Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. Only now you know the rest of the story.